Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
To layering, our experts are here to give you some advice on nailing the lighting in every single room in your house. And our home squad today, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, Jenny Sheehan, and Emma Delaney, who's senior interior designer with April and the Bear. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
All good? Yeah. We're here to talk lighting today. I know the lighting, by the way, in this studio is just absolutely ridiculous. And I find when I leave this room, because we have nothing but fluorescent lights everywhere, that your eyes nearly have to adapt or kind of adjust a little bit, you know, when you go back
and
into...
They actually do, because fluorescent light flickers quite a bit. Even if you can't see it with the naked eye, it's just not nice on your eye.
Absolutely.
I don't like it.
Absolutely.
What should people consider, Jenny, when they're picking lighting for their house?
Okay, there's so much. And it's one of the hardest ones. The first thing I would say is, if you're thinking about renovating or you're planning a new build or anything, it's one of the first things that you should think about. Really, really early.
The lights?
Yeah, really, really early. It's the best piece of advice I got
electrical
from
layout.
My architect. Think about your electrical layout. Think about where you want switches to go. Do you want dimmers?
Yeah.
You know, where do you want plugs to go? Like, try to map out your lighting plan as early as possible.
Just where you want switches as opposed to the actual lights, though, Emma?
Well, I would do everything. So electrical layout in its entirety is so important. So I think probably even talking about dimmers, for instance, dimmers are so important for having the control of your lighting throughout the entire day. So say, for instance, if you're considering what space to put the dimmer into, I would say where possible, put in every room a dimmer switch, because throughout the day, whether it's morning to evening, you're going to need different controls and strengths of light really throughout every type of light and natural lighting throughout the day. And I think as well, going for your bedroom, say in the evening time, you want to kind of wind down. It's a great way, if you have a dimmer, to kind of turn the lights down slightly, as opposed to in the morning time, you might want to have them up higher. So it just gives you a lot more control in terms of your layout.
Okay.
You know?
Totally. What's on trend? Before we get to listener questions, actually, I should say to listeners, if you have questions about lighting or you're looking for advice on what to pick for different rooms in your house, send them in to us. Send us in a voice note, actually. It's 087 1400 106. But what is on trend in lighting at the moment?
I'll tell you what's out of trend, and I'm actually quite happy to see it go, is those bare bulbs. They're not for me, those filament bulbs.
I know.
They were of a time.
What are they now?
You know, in this very industrial looking look where there was polished concrete and wooden tables and everything was black, and then there was just these bare bulbs kind of hanging from
very cafe-esque
hanging from the little the cord type. I have them. Are they gone?
They're gone. I'm sorry. You're going to have to change them out. You just get some lampshades. Yeah.
My friend got some of them for me.
Yeah,
so you fit them to the roof and they have like a core, nearly like a rope type effect.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah. It's time to go.
You need a more bolder pendants are in. Bolder pendants are very much in.
Yeah, you can swap it out very easily.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry to say. So I think in general, what's in, there's such a movement that has been going on for years, I think, towards everything natural. So natural stone.
Absolutely.
Natural wood. Yeah. Really lovely, like natural materials. And I think lighting is quite similar. There's a move towards natural, you know, a colour in the spectrum that's a bit more natural than this harsh fluorescent layer that we're sitting under. And even stone lampshades or wall sconces are huge.
They're gorgeous.
I couldn't love them
more. What are you buying for April and the Bear at the minute?
What aren't we buying for April
really?
And the Bear? No, well, for April and the Bear, a lot of people now are going and getting more kind of organic, natural materials. So like you have your rattan, like even for something as simple as a lampshade, you know, you can have these beautiful paired back rattan lampshades that are kind of chiming into your natural organic approach. But I definitely think bold pendants are really a big thing at the moment. And even in general, like pendants are great for just anchoring a scheme. So say, for instance, if you have your island in the kitchen or you have your dining table, they act as such a nice focal point for if you have your guests over in the evening and they're all sitting down. It's nice to have a decorative pendant, and then especially on a dimmer. So depending on what light you need.
Those
you can
sort
adjust.
Of vintage bulbs.
Yes.
Do I have to get rid of them as well?
Yeah. You can.
Sorry.
I don't know.
They look
vintage,
they
kind of looking. But I thought I was so quirky with them.
I actually have one in my kitchen. I've one on a Siletti wall lamp.
Stiletti.
I think I might have bought it in April and
I think you probably did. We used to sell those.
I love them. And I'm going to keep that. So if I can keep that, then you can.
Mine is just like a little bulb that has, you know, the vintage, nearly candle light effect within it.
I think what's kind of gone overall is not necessarily so much that. that, because they were huge and they are nice. Mm. It's really just any direct lighting or naked bulbs that isn't diffused. So I think overall, I move towards diffuse lighting to much more subtle lighting, anything that's avoiding kind of a harsh glare in your face. And also, I'm with you on pendants, especially longer ones.
Absolutely.
But in general, overhead downlighting, no, because it makes
this is what everyone has over their kitchen island.
It makes you and your guests look like a ghoul.
Yeah,
like, there's no
absolutely
need for it.
And I think as well, when you go into projects, a lot of my clients will say, we never turn on the overhead light. Mm. It's always your ambient lighting, so your floor lamps or your table lamps or your wall lamps. And you can newly install wall lamps. They don't have to be kind of like wired behind the wall, which is quite intimidating for people to hear about wall lights. But you can get plug operated, you can get portable wall lamps. It's very accommodating for where you are.
That now as well with the smart plugs, you don't have to worry about going in, like traipsing across the room and tripping over something. You can just turn it off.
So true.
So loads of listener questions. 087 1400 106. We have to sort out a domestic first of all. My husband, says this texter, is mad for the big light. Any advice on weaning him off it?
Oh, compromise.
I think it's helpful to have lights on different circuits. So if there's any hope of you know, getting an electrician in, or if you're in, if there's a redesign coming up, try to have your lights on different circuits. This means, you know, one switch will turn on, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, whatever lights or lamps in your room, and another switch will turn on a different series of lights in that room. So if you can put them on different circuits, so it's much easier to turn, you know, one set of lights on and then turn off the big light. Show him the TikTok. There's actually a TikTok trend that says turn off the big light.
Really?
Show him that and tell him he's not capable anymore.
Are spots, the spotlights, are they a good alternative for the big light?
Spotlights, I think you can mix. I think you can mix between spotlights and pendants, say. So it depends on functional versus ambiance. In your kitchen and your dining, there's going to be a lot of functional lighting needed. So say, for instance, if you have where your countertops are, you're chopping your veg, you're washing your dishes, you want under the counter or under the cabinet, you know, like lighting for tasks, you know. I think definitely with spotlights, you can work with your electrician to, you know, lock in locations with a mixture of pendants as well, you know. So it just, it depends on the space as well and what your client really wants to achieve.
Another listener is wondering about they're struggling to create a calming but functional atmosphere in their work from home office. Okay. Suggestions?
I would say rely on your smaller lights, like your wall lights, to bring in, you know, your targeted accent lighting in terms of, or task lighting, sorry, that will make your study a lot easier. So if you're thinking about, you want the overhead light to be a bit more dimmer, but you want your study light to be a bit more stronger and, you know, proves efficient, I would say just going for a wall light or something smaller, not the overhead light, relying on that is, I think you're probably going the wrong direction.
Okay. And make sure there's nothing direct glaring in your eye, because if you're sitting at a laptop and you've got a bulb somewhere, it's going to be too
high glare. Yeah.
So make sure it's covered with a lampshade or something. And then the warmth of the lighting is going to be important there as well. So you can, first of all, you need to make sure you have enough lumens. So that's how much brightness do you have to be able to see things functionally.
Especially if you're looking at a laptop all day.
Totally. Absolutely. And then second, you want to look at the Kelvin. So this is it a warm light or is it a white light? I never personally see a reason for a bright white light. I would go for the lower, around like 2,400, 2,700 Kelvins.
Yeah, yeah.
Plenty, I think. And just get it that nice yellowy.
Listener is looking for advice on, they bought a lamp in IKEA. They say it nearly looks like a big lampshade at the end of a fishing rod. I didn't think it'd be as big. I'm unsure now. How can I best utilize it?
I'm all for big lampshades.
Yeah,
I
love a good bold statement. I think probably own it and just make sure that the bulb that you have in it is a nice ambient, as you were saying, Jenny, between 2700 and 3000 Kelvins is where you want to be for like a nice ambient kind of soft glow. Whereas if you're going for above that, it's a lot stronger and you're going for that blue light, which no one wants in their home. You know, even actually in here, it's quite blue almost, but you know, it's an energizing light that you need to stay alert.
Awake, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listeners have suggested to me, I don't know if there's somebody who's been in the house, that nice up lights would work well in my house for the evening. So maybe something I should look into. What about painting a room? Please ask the home squad, should you do it at different times of the day with big lights and big lamps on to see if it looks different in the light, I should say.
That's an amazing question. Why? I can't stress how important that is, because the type of lighting that you have in the room is going to change your paint colour so dramatically.
Absolutely.
You may as well have bought a different bucket of paint.
Yeah.
Like if someone comes to my house and says, what do you have on your walls? And then they put it on their walls, it's a different colour. So what I would do is I would get samples from the paint shop. I would paint it onto white sheets, like big sheets of paper, like A2, A1, A0 even. And I would hang that on different walls in the planned room at different times of the day and go check it out with different lighting. It's unbelievable how different it can be. It's all about undertones.
Looking for some advice, we're currently renovating a 1970s house, which is a long, narrow hallway to the bedrooms and the bathroom with no natural light. Any advice on modern lighting and how it can be put in to brighten a dark corridor?
Wall lights. Wall lights, I would absolutely brighten it up with wall lights because they're so soft, ambient, and it'll actually just subtly highlight throughout the corridor where you're going in the direction. And I think especially because it's narrow, you know, you don't want to impede on your floor space by putting in, say, you know, a floor lamp or something like that. Wall lamps are definitely what I would suggest there.
So that's get rid of the old. Remember, did every home have that? I don't want to say chandelier, but you know, the take off of the chandelier effect in the middle of the hall.
We certainly had it. I loved it back in the 90s, but no, it's time for wall lights.
Yeah, I definitely think wall lights just a lot more cleaner. And it's a lot more fresher in terms of just making sure that your space is open and circulation is good.
Okay, I want to buy lights that'll hang from the ceiling of our bedroom, ideally one at each side of the bed. What do you think would work well? Would it work or would it look ridiculous? They look like they're on a rope.
Oh, these are the ones. So this is if the fixture, the fitting, the light fitting's in the middle of the room and then there's ropes coming out and people tie them on set. I like it.
Yeah.
I think it looks really cool actually.
Any ideas on where to get good ones?
They have them in Industry on St. William Street. They have some of those lovely ones and they've lots of different rope options as well. Yeah. So have a look in there if you're in Dublin.
Did you not just tell me at the start of this that the rope effect was out?
No, I said I'm not a fan of bare bulbs in general, but it's not too bad beside a bed because as long as you've got a really, you know, dim, not too bright bulb filament. Then I'm okay.
Somebody is looking to take out ceiling spotlights can you take out ceiling spotlights in the kitchen or is it a huge job? I have the ones that dangle down over the kitchen island.
Very easy. Not too messy. Just take them out and then the plasterer will be able to plaster up, make good, do you know? I think it's definitely easy. It's not a big job at all.
I have a spotlight gone in the bathroom.
You removed it?
As in the bulb is dead.
Oh.
And I have no idea.
Can I replace that
myself?
Very
can
easy.
I?
Yeah, you can.
That should have been a question I asked off air, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, somebody's looking for the best bulbs for a toddler's bedroom. Any suggestions?
I would go for very soft lighting, like 2700 kelvins, like a nice warm glow. So like you're looking at like a warm white really for that. So 2700 kelvins to 3000 kelvins is where you're looking at for like a soft, cozy feel.
Is that at the lower end?
That's at the lower end. Exactly. Exactly.
And I think LED, there's no reason not to get LED bulbs because they don't flicker and you can get them on dimmer switches and...
Might help.
They're super cheap.
Anna's looking for advice. I don't know if you guys have the answer to this. She says, for somebody with autism, what is the nearest lighting available to natural lighting? She says, from what I know, the LED is too harsh and fluorescent is a flicker, which isn't recommended for people with sensory issues. There used to be a company called Natural Lighting years ago. I'm not sure if they still do it. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on lighting?
I'm not sure about the best companies. Definitely steer clear of the fluorescent. That's totally true because it flickers.
Yes.
And the naked bulbs